Your favorite PGA and LPGA legends, pros and top instructors are right here every week on Next on the Tee. Join Chris as the greats of the game share their stories, insights and playing lessons. Now, back to Chris and more of the show.
All right, now back in making his sixth appearance with me here on the French Lick Resort. Guest line is David Abeles, president and CEO of TaylorMade Golf. David joined TaylorMade as the general manager for their Asia Pacific division, later moved over to be their director of sales for North America, left TaylorMade for Titleist and the Acushnet company to become vice president of sales and marketing, came back to TaylorMade as their executive vice president and general manager, took over as their chief executive officer and president back in February of 2015, and they've been knocking it out of the park ever since, and I'm very thrilled he is back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Good evening, David. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Chris, how are you tonight?
I'm fantastic, my friend. How are you?
Good. It's hard to believe this is my sixth show with you. I'm becoming kind of a mainstay on the show. I love this.
Indeed you are, and I hope that never changes.
I'm not usually invited back that frequently.
Well, you know, you've always got a spot on this show, my friend. David, I got to imagine, boy, everything seems to be getting better and better for the brand. You know, earlier this season, we talked Ricky Fowler having made the switch to the TaylorMade Golf on, got a win at the Waste Management Open, a tournament he was sort of previously never able to get over the hump at, but he puts the TP5X golf ball in play, and boom, he gets a win. We see Rory having a successful year, a win at the Players' Championship, and a couple weeks ago at the Canadian Open. We've seen Dustin having another great year, Tiger's big win at the Masters, and then you've also got Brooks Koepka, who's playing the M5 driver and TaylorMade Fairway Woods as well, and Jon Rahm, nice, tied for third this past weekend at the U.S. Open. So you've got all of those things going on. You've got to be happy about what you're seeing and what your equipment is able to help these guys achieve.
We are, Chris. Honestly, if you asked me to script this on January 1st to say what would happen in the first 6 months of the year, I'm not so sure even with my loftiest expectations and ambition, I'd be able to write this one the way it's been written. We're fortunate, you know, the world's best players are choosing TaylorMade for performance reasons. Some that are contracted and many that aren't contracted have chosen to put injected twist face, thanks for that plug, in their bags, M5s and M6s. And even most recently, just this weekend, and like you, even though Gary Woodland's not a TaylorMade staff member, I'm one of his biggest fans, and certainly his caddy, Brennan Little, who's been a very dear friend of mine for over 20 years. The shot that he hit, that I'm sure all of your listeners watched, the pitch shot on 17, think about doing that on the 71st hole with the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach on the line, and hitting a pitch shot off the green, over the hump in the middle of that green, and any of your fans that or your listeners that have had a chance to actually see that hole understand how difficult of a shot that is. He hits a perfect shot, and ironically, that shot was hit with a high toe wedge, our TaylorMade product, a 64-degree high toe wedge. So certainly these athletes bring a world of talent in terms of their playing capabilities, but I'd like to think at some level our equipment's helping them deliver against, you know, the highest level of performance that they could possibly ascertain as they play. So it's very exciting. You know, our products are selling through very well. And most importantly, what matters for us isn't simply that tour players win and win majors with TaylorMade, but the products are really designed and developed for players at every skill level across the spectrum of golfers around the world. And that's the real validation for us when we have 8 and 12 and 14 handicap players saying, I'm playing better golf because of TaylorMade equipment. And, you know, that's been going great. So we're off to another very good start. We're almost halfway through the year. It's hard to believe. One more major to go and the balance of the tour season into the FedEx Cup. But we're in a terrific position and our business has a lot of momentum.
And, David, I want to build off a couple of things that you just said there. And the high toe wedge that you guys have come out with is something that I'm very intrigued by. I love to see how you've got those grooves essentially covering the entire face of those high toe wedges. Talk about that design and what that's going to allow us to do.
Yeah, so let me start with the genesis behind the design, the idea, because any good golf club design comes from, in our experience, two areas. One, a new idea that'll kind of recreate the way we see the game being played, or two, an idea that's been developed over time by an athlete that's recognized a need for their particular game. And so in the high toe case and our range of high toe wedges, the second real factor is what drove us to create this wedge, which is Dustin Johnson saying, you know, when I'm in bunkers and I'm trying to optimize my spin on different types of bunker shots and I lay the face open, more often than not, and I'm sure most of the golfers listening to this can realize and relate to this, that the ball is rolling up the face and rolling up from heel to toe because the face is open and you tend to hit the shot with a descending blow. And you lose spin characteristics if the score lines don't go all the way out to the toe and you're chrome on chrome, or ball on chrome, I should say. So we said, you know what, let's machine one of these parts and have Dustin prove this out. So he was at our kingdom in Carlsbad where we do a lot of our testing. We put him in a bunker with a wedge with score lines that go out to the toe and without score lines that go out to the toe. Had him on launch technology, watched how the ball was interacting when it hit the green, on short wedge shots, medium range wedge shots, longer wedge shots out of bunkers, and even off of tight lies in the fairway or rough lies. We can simulate all that through the different playing conditions we have at the kingdom. And we realized we were simply getting better performance, and that Dustin was right. That golf ball rolls up the face, and if you see it on a high speed camera and slow it down, you'll see where the golf ball impacts the face, how long it stays on the face, and importantly, where the spin is generated. So a simple notion of, I need more spin out of bunker shots, or I need more spin off of thicker lies around the greens, or in Gary Woodland's case, when he pitches one off a tight lie green to green on 17 at Pebble, enabled us to start to, you know, build this concept into a product and subsequently commercialize it and bring it to golfers around the world. So any of your listeners that see a copper type of wedge on the PGA Tour, or in anyone's bag for that matter, that's a high toe wedge. The other thing we did is take the center of gravity up the toe. So it actually goes a little bit further up. And the reason we did that is because many times when you hit a wedge shot, the ball launches too high and you can't really control your trajectory the way you would like to. So we moved the CG actually up in the wedge, which is counterintuitive. That high toe moves the score lines out, the center of gravity up in the wedge, which then enables players to actually modify their launch conditions and their trajectory. So now we've got a wedge that spins a lot, but you don't have to hit it way up in the air to spin a lot. You can control your trajectory based on the playing conditions to optimize performance. It's been a wonderful product. We sold out of them early in the season. Fortunately, we're back in stock right now because we had to take our forecast up. But it's got a lot of momentum. It's exciting in a category that we have a lot of runway in. We think we can continue to build our wedge business with technologies like high toe.
And just to take that one step further, David, you mentioned it comes in copper. One of the other finishes that I've started to see more players like is the raw finish. And that's because the face will actually rust a little bit, which I'm guessing helps them also create more spin. Are you seeing players using the copper, or are you seeing them use the raw finish? How has that been received?
Yeah, well, the raw finish is only available at this point in time for tour. So we don't offer that in the markets. We will in the future because the demand is building for that. But tour players are okay with their wedge rusting out a little bit. And we've got some ideas heading into 2020 that'll really get golfers excited about playing raw type products and retaining the finish qualities that have come to be expected by golfers. So yeah, we see raw certainly as part of our range moving forward, whether it's in high toe or even in the mill grind product. And in the other technology, Chris, that's very exciting around these wedges is what's called milled grind. So all I would ask is that any of your listeners that are interested in a new wedge, as they hopefully will test TaylorMade, turn the wedge over, look at the sole. You'll see that those parts are actually machined to perfection. So there is no variances in bounce. There is no variances in loft. So when we say we have a 60-degree wedge and 8 degrees of bounce, it is 60 degrees and 8 degrees of bounce because we machine every one of those parts to ensure that it's as precise as it needs to be to optimize performance. So we're seeing new finishes come to market and new interest for finishes. Raw will be one of them over time. And we're also seeing milled grind technology become something that many of other brands, competitors of TaylorMade, are following because they too are realizing they can make better products through that technology. And that's one of the things, Chris, you've known us for a long time, and we're very passionate about innovation. We talk about it in the construct of new products and how we run our company. This is an innovation that we believe that will transform the way wedges will be designed over time, because now there is no process movement in manufacturing a wedge. It's precisely milled or machined right to spec. And that's very important for not only tour players, but for average golfers or amateur golfers around the world.
And David, speaking of amateur golfers and the success stories that you've had, and I shared with you about my father, who is a few months shy of his 76th birthday. And a couple of months ago, I went through and we got him some Gapper hybrids, and we also got him M6 irons. And he put those into play, and soon afterwards, not only did he shoot his age, he beat his age by 4 years, shot a 72 up on his home course there in Tennessee. And he talked about how easy the gappers are once he got the feel for those to hit and get the ball up in the air, and some distance that he's gained using the M6 irons. But talk about the gappers. I know we talked a little bit about those last time, but for those who weren't with us last time, talk about what those can do for us.
Yeah, well, Chris, first off, if your father's listening, I'm sure he is. He's a proud father. Happy Father's Day and congratulations for beating your age. That's simply incredible. I mean, that's some type of golf that I think we all aspire to play to as we age in this terrific game. So congratulations. Yeah, Gapper is fantastic. I'll keep this very simple and really brief. If anybody listening has a challenge between their highest lofted fairway wood and their most playable long iron, and in most cases, not all cases, that's typically a 4, 5, or 6 iron and a 5 wood. When you think about how far you hit your 5 wood and how far you hit your 4, 5, and 6 iron, my guess is you have somewhere between a 20 and 50 yard gap in distance between those two clubs. And that's where the concept of gapper, which is why we named it that, to fill the gap in your game between your most playable long iron and your highest lofted fairway wood. Because most of us can't hit a 2-iron like Gary Woodland, or a 2-iron like Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy. Can't even hit a 3 or 4-iron because we don't generate enough speed to launch the ball up in the air high enough and fast enough to be able to optimize performance and land the ball softly on the green and get close to a hole location. So that's what gapper really is, and it comes in several different configurations. There are lower trajectory gappers, mid trajectory gappers, higher trajectory gappers, and all I would encourage everybody to do is go try them. We have demo products all over the world that you can go try. Talk to your local golf professional, go into a retail shop, hit them. You'll absolutely love them, and it'll really change the way you think about your game when you have an in-between shot between your, again, your best playing long iron and your highest lofted fairway woods. And we're seeing that kind of really gain traction all over the world because golfers are seeing the benefits of that 180, 200, 220 yard shot that is important to them, but it doesn't work for their 5 wood and it doesn't work for their 6 iron.
David, switching gears a little bit, talk about putters. Not long ago, you guys came out with a new version of the Spider X putter, which has helped Rory McIlroy make more putts this year. Jason Day is probably the best putter out on tour right now. Talk about the modifications that you guys made to improve on the Spider putter.
Yeah, so the original Spider Tour is on play on tour, and that's been very exciting. Chris, we've talked about this in the past. You've seen the red and black versions of those. In fact, you know, it was the first red putter on tour, and I think most of us have seen what's happened with red putters. It's exploded across not only the PGA and worldwide tours, but into bags of golfers all over the world. It's super exciting. This year, we took an even more advanced technology approach and refined the shape from Spider Tour into Spider X. So it's a slightly smaller head, but a higher inertia head. So we've taken tungsten weights and moved them out into the bumpers of the product. You can see that on the product. But the real unique technology in Spider Tour is a concept on the top of the crown called TruePath. And what you'll see, what Rory has in his bag or Dustin has in his bag, Jason, is you'll see a white pathway on the top of the Spider X putter that is an incredible visual alignment with the golf ball in your alignment toward the hole. And so one of the things that Rory is really benefiting from, and you've seen how his putting has improved most recently, not only at the Players' Championship, but he led the field in putting in Canada just a couple of weeks ago, putted well again at Pebble, is that TruePath alignment is really helping him align to the hole. And the one thing I've learned over time in 25 years playing golf and working in golf and certainly at TaylorMade is if your alignment's not right, the likelihood of you making a putt is significantly less. So it's a true alignment story. And then we have a face insert technology with Pure Roll that gets the ball rolling and holds that line truly immediately off the putter face. So it's the most technically advanced mallet putter ever brought to market. And I say that very respectfully, because there's been a lot of good mallet technologies over time. But when you think about Pure Roll technology face insert, when you think about true path putting pathway sight lines, and then a carbon core tungsten infused putter, there's a lot going on to ensure that the stability, feel, and alignment and roll of that putter is as good as we can make it. And we're very proud of it. Spyder has become the number one played model on the PGA and in most cases the worldwide tours. And that's exciting for us because, you know, we've always had great metalwood technology. We have incredible irons technology, P790, M6. But to be a major player and compete for leadership in the putter category over the past several years on the back of Spyder has been something that's inspiring for all of our people, but most importantly for golfers that get the putt better, and that's exciting for us.
Yeah, and it's been exciting for me. I'll tell you what, I put the Spyder putter in play about a year ago, and I make way more putts than I ever have. It keeps me, the technology and the weight of that putter keeps the putter face online way better than any putter that I've ever used in the past. So kudos to you guys for that and for continuing to make it even better and better. David, I was also interested to see about a month ago, you started partnering with the Peter Millar apparel brand. Talk about what you guys are doing there.
Yeah, you know, I think most of us are aware of the incredible products that Peter Millar makes. I mean, in my opinion, the best quality golf apparel that I've ever worn or have ever been around. They've established a standard of excellence in golf that is really second to none. They sell to fine golf shops and resorts all over the country. Their brand has become synonymous with best in class quality and design, and they sweat every detail the same way we do with our golf equipment. So at first we started to think about, boy, how neat would it be if we partnered up with Peter Millar and took two companies that really focus on not only innovative new quality in product or performance capabilities in product, but pristine design language. And so we came together, two companies that share similar visions to make best-in-class products and best-performing products, and said, how cool would it be if we put a collaboration together and created a range of tailor-made products by Peter Millar? And so what can be found right now is TaylorMade by Peter Millar on TaylorMadeGolf.com. We've got a dozen different shirt styles and pullover styles. They are absolutely beautiful products. We're selling them quickly online because golfers not only appreciate and respect Peter Millar, the way we've talked about just now or what I've shared with you, but also that they want the TaylorMade logo on their chest or right sleeve. So it's a unique collaboration, first of its kind, with TaylorMade and Peter Millar. Our hope is that the product will continue to be as successful over the next 6 months as it has been over the previous, really, call it 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll continue to build great products with Peter Millar going forward. But very exciting. First time we've had a tailor-made range of products assembled, manufactured, designed, and co-developed by the best-in-class Peter Millar design team, and we're thrilled and excited that golfers have the opportunity to wear the tailor-made logo on their chest or sleeve with this new product.
David, just a couple of more before we let you go. And first, can you give us a glimpse into the future? Wet our whistle a little bit. What are some of the exciting things that we might see from TaylorMade in the not-too-distant future?
Yeah, well, Chris, we're always working on advanced technologies. And again, if you really subscribe to being an innovative company, you'll always have to constantly be taking on new risks to find new pathways to find improved performance. So we're always working on products, not only into 2020, but we're 3 or 4 years out on technology today that, quite candidly, we don't even know how to manufacture yet. But we do know that some of these technologies, when we can define the appropriate process and manufacturing process, when we bring them to market after thoroughly testing them, they'll help with ball speeds and launch conditions, higher inertia values, will improve forgiveness. We have a wonderful forgiveness technology that we're working on right now that helps players of all skill levels hit the ball straighter with better feel and better accuracy, and certainly with the distance that everyone has come to expect from TaylorMade. We continue to work on different multi-material technologies and how we infuse multi-material into product to improve mass properties across every category. You're going to see some wonderful new products this fall that will build upon, you know, the best performing players distance iron in its class in P790. So that product continues to evolve, and it is absolutely best in class right now, so we continue to make that better. So what you can expect from our company is what I think most golfers have expected from TaylorMade. Now 40 years, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary in business, is a continued dedication to rethinking the way golf is played and the equipment that can help golfers perform better with it. And that's exciting for us, you know, and those breakthroughs that you have seen and we've talked about over time really have defined our company, and in many regards have defined the golf industry, and have had other brands follow in the things that we've done. So I can't really share with you specifically what's coming in 2020 yet, but I will certainly by the time we get to the end of the year. And you'll see new product technologies that'll take this existing platform that we have and help golfers see even better performance benefits in those products that we launch next year.
David, let our listeners know again how they can stay up to date with all the great things you guys are coming out with and currently doing, and follow you guys both on your website and on social media as well.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. TaylorMadeGolf.com is the best way to plug in and learn about our brand and our products. And certainly you can follow us socially on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. Just put in your search engine TaylorMadeGolf and you'll find us. Some great stuff there. A lot of stories being told about our products, but importantly from our tour players, whether it's Tiger, Dustin, Rory, John Rahm, Jason Day. We just signed Colin Morikawa out of Cal. What a terrific young player. And the superstar out of Oklahoma State, Matt Wolf, who you're going to hear a lot from starting this week at the Travelers Championship in Hartford. Matt Wolf is one of the most exciting young players in golf. We're thrilled that he decided to come to TaylorMade because he wanted to build his career and start building, what we believe over time will be an incredible resume of victories on the PGA Tour. So you'll learn all about those athletes, why they play the products that we manufacture, and the benefits that they're seeing from them, the same benefits that all of your listeners will see from them as well.
David, can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show again tonight. And as you say, becoming quite a regular, and I hope that continues for many, many years to come. I always love when you're a part of the show, my friend.
Well, thanks, Chris. I appreciate all you do for golf and certainly for your listeners. You're doing a wonderful job. Keep it up, and honored to come back time and time again. Thank you.
Take care, David. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up again soon. That is the great David Abeles, the president and CEO of TaylorMade Golf, and a great individual, a guy that has come to mean a great deal to me and here on the show, and always has great innovations coming out of the TaylorMade Golf Group. I tell you what, folks, when you take a look at M5 and M6 and those drivers and the twist face technology that already is helping keep you, getting the ball back into the center of the fairway if your miss is on the high toe or the low heel. So already helping keeping the ball straighter. I'm sure whatever they're working on now is just going to take that to the next level. And folks, I promise you, I've been using the Spider Putter for a little over a year now and making way more putts than I ever made in the past. And I love how balanced it is. I love it how it keeps the face, on target, on line with my putting stroke. And it has certainly made me a heck of a lot better. So kudos to TaylorMade and all the great things and all the innovations that David was just talking about. Really, like I said, looking forward to getting those wedges with the high toe and the grooves all the way from front to back and top to bottom, seeing how that's going to help put more spin. And certainly where my weakness is in my game, out of the bunker, if I can get a wedge that I can get more spin and hit the ball closer, boy, that's going to be in my bag. So looking forward to catching up and taking a look at that technology here very soon.